All right, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to the Stranger Than Fiction Halacha Shiur. Special thank you to the Merrilis family for sponsoring the donuts. Today's shiur, some of you in the summer may be going to a camp. Next year, some of you may be going to yeshiva or a seminary in Israel. Some of you may be going to college. At some point, you will be sharing a room or a building with somebody else with communal living space, which includes a refrigerator. And so you have to be able to deal with people that have different habits than you may have grown up with. So this takes place in a dorm, in a yeshiva in Israel, where one person in the dormitory room was not as neat as everybody else. Particularly when it came to his food stored in the communal refrigerator, which he had a tendency to let sit open well past its expiration date, which means that there would be just lots of smelly, spoiling food in the refrigerator, which annoyed everybody else. They tried talking with him. It didn't change anything. So one day, one of his roommates goes into the kitchen, opens up the fridge door a little bit too quickly, and he sees his roommate's pitcher of chocolate milk, which is completely open, beginning to wobble. Nothing happens, but he says, okay, I'm going to teach him a lesson. Right next to it is his roommate's tray of schnitzel that is covered with a tinfoil lid. So very carefully, he takes off the lid. Very carefully, he closes the door. The roommate, who is the owner of the chocolate milk and schnitzel, comes in a few minutes later, opens up the door really quickly, causing the pitcher of chocolate milk to tip over and pour all over the schnitzel. So his roommate, this roommate guy is not very happy. And all of his friends say, well, yeah, that shows you right for leaving something open in the fridge. And eventually, after a couple minutes of fighting, he realizes that one of the other people was the one that opened up the, that lifted off the cover for the tray of schnitzel. And so he said, you owe me money to replace my schnitzels. So, you know, it sounds like a little bit of a silly case, but it's actually a very good way to learn a lot about the fundamental halachos of damaging. So what do you think? Is the roommate who removed the tray lid, is he obligated to pay the guy back for all of the schnitzels? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. I think no, because it's not like direct. It's kind of because just opening the lid, because the person who owns opens the fridge very fast, that caused or just spilled. That also if it's usually open, then this could happen on any other case when the food was open. So
you're saying two things. You're saying first of all it's not direct. And second of all, it would have happened some other time because the guy never took care of his stuff anyway. You touched on one particular point in halacha, which is called grumma, indirect damaging. Okay, yeah, did you have your hand raised?
Yeah, so I think he is damaging because he meant for it to happen, and he knew that it was going to happen if he did open the schnitzel.
Okay, so you're saying that he knew that it was going to happen, and he had malicious intent. Okay, so you guys both, you know, you have different opinions. You both have two different ways to understand the Gemara, which I'll share with you now. So there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma, which talks about, I don't really know the circumstances, somebody's on a roof, and he sees his friend's pots and pans, like clay pottery, and below is it's like a pillow or a mattress or something like that on the street. And so he says, I know, I'll have a fun time. I'll chuck his stuff off the roof, and it'll land on the mattress, it'll land on the pillow, nothing will break. As he's doing that, I think it was like a phase of the David Letterman show where they did this. And while he's throwing it off, after he released it, somebody's walking by and kicks the mattress away. And so then everything plummets to the ground and smashes. So the Gemara says that the guy who threw it off the roof is not liable because in his mind, and the moment that he actually threw it off, it wouldn't have broken if it would have landed on the mattress. The Gemara does not say if the guy who kicked the mattress away is obligated to pay or not. And it's actually a machlokas. Some Rishonim, like the Rambam, says that you do have to pay. Rambam says you do have to pay. Rashi says you don't. So Rashi says you don't have to pay because it's indirect, like what you said. I kicked the mattress away, but I didn't do anything to the pots, pans, the cups. I didn't do anything to that stuff. It broke on its own accord. I just removed something, just like the lid. Somebody else did the throwing or did the spilling. The Rambam, however, says that no, this goes into a middle category. Grumma, indirect damaging, you're putter for. You don't have to pay. There's a middle category, which is very, very difficult to define, called garmi, which is not directly damaging, but you're pretty much damaging the person. You're pretty much damaging the guy's stuff. Maybe because it's a little bit direct, you have intent to do that, it's certainly going to happen. So the Rambam says, in this case, you are. So now let's go back to our case. So in our case, you remove the cover, the lid for the schnitzel tray, but that's it. The other guy spilled the milk. So if you learn that this particular case of kicking away the mattress is indirect damaging, then he wouldn't have to pay. But maybe if you hold, like the Rambam, that it's actually the middle category, you would have to pay. So Rav Zilberstein said that even according to the Rambam, though, who holds that there's a middle category, there actually has to be one important thing, which is, in the Gemara's terms, bari hezeka, which means that the damage has to, we know it's going to happen. It's almost 100% for sure that it's going to happen. So if I take away a mattress and something's plummeting to the ground, we know for sure that unless there's a miracle that happens, they're going to break. In this case, though, if I remove the tray, is it for sure going to get filled with chocolate milk?
No.
It depends how careful the guy is when he opens up the fridge. It has nothing to do with what I did. So in this case, Rav Zilberstein said that it cannot be considered garmi. According to both Rashi and the Rambam, it would be grumma. However, that being said, even though grumma is putter, which means that I can't take you to court and demand the money, the Gemara says that midinei shamayim, when you go up to shamayim, they're going to expect you to pay him back. So Rav Zilberstein said the same thing is here. You are not obligated to pay back. You can't be forced to. But after 120 years, when you go up to shamayim, they're going to say, hey, you ruined this guy's stuff, and you're going to have to pay him back. Maybe you'll get reincarnated into a Gilgal of a schnitzel. I don't know. But it's something to take away that there's a very big difference between directly damaging and indirectly damaging when it comes to payment. But you have to be so careful even for indirect stuff, because after 120 years, when you go up to Shemayim, they're going to say, you didn't take care of other people's stuff the way that you should have. That's just something to keep in mind as you head off into the summer, if you go to a camp, if you go on a trip with somebody, or if you're going to Israel for the year, or if you're going to college. You're going to be interacting with other people and other people's stuff. And even though you might not be halachically obligated to pay them back if you damage them, in Shemayim, they still expect you to take that responsibility very, very seriously. Have a great day.